Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sugar Ray Robinson was Walker Smith.
Right.
Rocky Marciano was Rocco Marciello.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, nobody used their real names.
When you were talking about that picture, when you talked about the age of the guys, you know what I mean? And you know what? There ain't too many guys that'll say that. And you say it straight out the way.
Oh, I say it straight out. Guess what? You know what? Marciano was a great. He was tough. He was, rugged. But he fought all old men.
Yeah, yeah. Not too many people will even admit that.
I don't give it. I say it the way it is.
Yes.
If you take a 28, Rocky Marciano was 20 years old when he fought a 38-year-old Jersey Joe Walcott.
Right.
Jersey Joe Walcott beat him for 13 rounds until he got caught with that right hand.
Yeah.
If you don't get caught with that right hand, he loses a unanimous decision.
He knocked him out with everybody's capable of that.
Joe Lewis was 40 years old when he fought him.
Right.
You put a 28-year-old Joe Lewis with Marciano, he gets destroyed.
Forget it. You want to take a quick picture of me and Chuck?
I got to get the thumbnail really quick.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah, I got to put my arm over here. Good?
Yep.
Ready to get this going?
Yeah, I'm ready now.
Okay.
Well, that's the camera there?
Yeah, I'm going to put it so it's at the corner. I'm going to sit next to Chicky down here.
Okay.
Oh, okay, yeah. So we don't have to see sideways.
Yeah. That's perfect. Yeah, perfect.
You know?
Oh, you know what? Let me just call Damien.
This is a speaker?
Real quick and apologize.
Yeah, that's going to be our
just talking
fucking
with
amazing,
on
man.
The air.
Fucking technology.
It's unreal.
So
yeah,
listen,
me too.
I'm the Wi-Fi code, so we're just going to pre-record it. I'll get it up immediately after.
All right. Let me just shoot out to...
You want to put it live on your Instagram, too?
Yeah, if I had my gi on, it would be great with my thing. But, what the fuck? It is what it is.
Hey, say Damien. Where the fuck? Say Damien, you don't show up for me? What's going on here?
Who's that? Who's that?
The kid who contacted you.
Oh.
He'll die laughing. He had a family of virgins. I said, don't worry. We're going. You fought for Bellator for a lot of years. Good kid, tough kid.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, he fought for Bellator for years. 12 years.
Who did he train with?
What's that?
Enzo. He trained with Enzo.
Oh, yeah. I trained with Enzo.
Yeah.
Please leave your message for...
Tough. His loss.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go. We've been ready. Chuck's been ready. If he had his gi on, shame
on
us.
Oh, we're doing it this way?
Yeah.
Now, which way we look?
Do you want
here?
To go? You want to put it in front of you?
You like it over here?
Oh, I don't know. You're going to see the side of my head.
Put it over.
You know?
Yeah, put it somewhere close here. Yeah.
Somewhere here so we can look at it. I mean, so it gets us straight on. I don't want the side of my head.
Chuck, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We know how busy you're all over the place. God bless you.
Yeah, I'm running around. I like I said, I left the garden at midnight. And I drove in a pouring rain all the way from New York to here, poured. I couldn't believe it.
Unreal. Then by the time you get in here, you got an hour and a half you can't even get in. That's why you got to, when you got to be back out this tonight? Now you can take a couple hour nap at least?
No, I have to meet people in an hour for dinner. And then I got to come back here and in the finals are 7:00.
Oh, wow.
So, and I'm getting, into the Hall of Fame here and everything.
Oh, great.
So.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Three, two. What's going on, guys? Welcome to Damien and Chicky. We have a very special guest for you guys today, and he's right in front of you right here. We got Mr. the legendary Chuck Zito, who has so many stories. He's stunt movies, Hell's Angels.
Great book. Another great book
coming. Boxing as a kid. He's a bodyguard of some of the biggest names out there, and he's actually here today spreading his stories. Well, there's a lot of young kids here. Where are we right now, Chuck?
We're at the Crown Plaza at the Ocean State Grand Nationals, which is a big martial arts function. You have all the top competitors. Some of the top competitors in the world are fighting here. They're doing weapons and forms, which is kata.
Yeah.
You know, so they had it all day.
Must be
and
exciting.
And they're dwindling down now. And tonight, 7 o'clock is the finals. All the best, the top competitors are going to compete against each other tonight.
Wow. Listen, when you were a kid, you know, obviously the UFC is so big now. You've been going to events. We always see you on there. But if UFC was big when you were a kid, you know, you did boxing. Do you think you would have tried to go down that path instead of, you know, the boxing route when you were a kid?
Well, you know what? You got to realize my father was a professional boxer. So I became, you know, at a young age, he taught me how to box. And I remember him getting on his knees. And I was 5 years old just... You know, trying to teach me how to box.
That.
And when I was 12 years old, I had my first ring fight at the Southside Boys Club in New Rochelle. And then when I was older...
On his birthday, right? On your father's birthday?
No, that was in the Golden Gloves.
Okay.
When I fought in the Golden Gloves, January 30th, 1973, was my first Golden Gloves fight.
And that was
in the Felt Forum at Madison Square Garden. So I fought on his birthday. And it was the first night of the Golden Gloves, and I had the first fight. So
your father in your corner?
Talk about pressure.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yes, my father was in my corner, yes. Yeah.
Damien.
Yeah.
We're live, buddy. Chuck's right here. I told him you had a little family problem, but he's right here. Chuck, yeah. Damien's on the phone.
Let me speak.
Go ahead. Speak. Go ahead. You're all set.
What's happening, man? What's happening?
What's up, Chuck? How are you, pal?
We're up.
Hey, I'm sorry something came up, man. I'm going to Florida tomorrow, so I was cutting it close, running around like a fucking chicken with my head cut off.
All right. I will let you slide.
We'll let you slide.
They told me you were scared. I don't know why.
Come on.
It's all right. We'll keep him on ice for you, Dame, until next time you see him.
Hey, be careful with chickies. A fucking whack job.
Yeah, but at least I'm here. All right, buddy. I love you. I'll see you, okay?
All right, pal. I love you, too.
All right, ciao.
Okay, guys?
Okay, bye.
Ciao.
You and Chicky actually have a lot in common. A lot more than you would think. A lot of people out there may not know. But you actually were in overseas in prison, right? What was that experience like? Maybe you guys can talk a little bit about that and go back and forth.
I was out in Japan with 20 other Hells Angels, and they had a big raid against the United States. And I was one of the guys they were looking for. They raided my home. Meanwhile, they harassed my family and knew I was in Japan. So they just harassed them, and myself and another Hells Angel wound up surrendering to the American embassy because we didn't want to get caught on a plane.
Yeah, right.
And they told us we'll be put on a plane the next day, and they put us in a Japanese prison for 4 months waiting to be extradited.
Wow.
So, to say the least, it was an experience.
Can't even imagine that.
We could laugh about it today, but back in the day, it was...
4 months
wild,
wondering
man.
What's going on, you know,
pretty
what are
wild,
they doing?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So you were 30 years strong with, you know.
I was a 25-year member of the Hells Angels Motorcycle Club, and then I wound up quitting the club.
Yep.
And it's 15 years now I'm out of the club.
Wow.
It's pretty wild.
But I tell you.
Time goes, it's crazy.
I tell you the truth, they got huge respect, a lot of respect. I mean, you know how it is. Everybody's met. Oh, I know Chuck. Yeah, okay, buddy. But they all say the same story. You're a straight-up stand-up gentleman, but a street guy to the core. So that, I give you much respect.
Thank you.
It's huge. And there ain't too many guys around like that no more. There are guys that are out there, but there's not too many real, real street tough guys. There's a lot of talkers, a lot of the Instagram tough guys that, you know.
Oh, well, today
you know how that is.
Well, that's why I'm totally off. Social media. I mean, I was off social media for 5 years before I went back on Instagram. Somebody said, well, just go on Instagram.
Yeah.
Because you have all these tough guy warriors, these keyboard warriors, I call them. You know, they says, I'm doing
it.
Well, guess what? I'm going to be here doing a book signing. Yep. I'm going to be here.
Yeah.
And guess what? Nobody ever shows up.
Ain't it amazing?
You know what? I was at the Arnold Classic. 300,000 people walked through the doors over the weekend. Not one person ever says anything to me.
Of course not.
So, On this, they all go,
Okay,
right. So
they even do the same stuff to other people.
So I totally got off.
Yeah.
You know, Instagram. I mean, social media.
Social media.
You know, Twitter and Facebook, and then I'm probably on Instagram about 8 months, 9 months, a year now.
Yeah.
So which I go on because it's a much better.
Well, yeah, with the movies clientele, going think, on
yeah.
too. It's
good yeah, nobody ever gets on there and talks. No, they're bullshit. Right, no, nothing. Right, right. So,
and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Every time I write something to you or ask you a question, you're 15,
you know
20 minutes when you
I,
can.
I answer everybody.
No, that, everybody. I'm a testament to that.
And a lot of people don't. They all love me for this. You know what? No actor ever answers us nothing.
Nothing.
You take your time. And I tell them, you know what? You took your time to text me and ask me something. Of course I'll respond. You know, it's just respect.
That's it.
They show me respect,
gentleman.
So I'm showing
let's
them respect.
Yeah. This generation
said,
now.
It's unreal. Like
this
he said, he wants
now.
To be treated like he treats. Like,
absolutely.
You know, that's,
I treat
I live
people
by that.
The way I want to be treated.
100%.
If you go outside those lines, then we'll take it to another level.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Kids these days, they don't understand that. They see a lot of the movies and stuff like that. They get the wrong idea. And then it's just out of control, the social media thing now. But listen.
You know, that's what everybody lives by. It's a shame that it came down to this. Everybody lives by this.
Oh.
Myself, personally, I think this and computers are the worst things they ever came
invented.
Up with.
Absolutely.
Invented.
Well, you can kind of attest to this because when you were a kid, I've heard you say that, you know, you would go to the movies and see, I forgot the name of the movie, the Hell's Angels movie with...
Oh, when I first went, I was 12 years old.
And you were inspired
by that. And I sat in a darkened
that.
Movie theater and I saw... You know, Hell's Angels on Wheels with Sonny,
that's what it was.
Sonny
yes.
Barger.
That's what it was.
You know?
And you went
and,
home and made a bike, right?
And I went home and I built a mini bike. And then I went to Jack's Army and Navy store and bought a dungaree jacket for $6. And I wrote with paint the opposite of Hell's Angels.
Well, what's that, what would that be?
Heaven's Devils.
Heaven's Devils?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But at 12 years old, even to come up with something like that is that's funny. I think that's good. You know.
Did you ever think years later you would be with him, riding with him?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's who inspired me to ride a motorcycle.
Yeah.
So when I was in a gym, there was a guy named Sandy Alexander, who was the president of New York City Hells Angels, and he was also a professional boxer. And he used to train at the Gramercy Gym, on 14th Street, and that's how I met Sandy Alexander. When I met him. That's it. We got became friends and all, and that's it. You got to do that now.
Yeah.
Why? You can't wait till we're done.
Oh yeah, I can't wait. Sorry.
Yeah. Well. Because you're making noise. I mean, you know.
Oh, you.
We're doing it. We're doing a little video here. So you're doing a video. Nah, yeah, we're talking. Nah.
Yeah, we talk like this.
Take your shoes for a walk.
But
yeah, I'm
thing,
joking, man. I'm joking with you, man.
We busted.
We'll probably see him for a while.
No, he'll be gone. He won't do this till like Tuesday.
No.
But,
I'm just saying. We're talking over here.
Yeah. He's like, what's he going to do next? Pick up the tables and leave us just sitting like jerk offs over here? But another thing, I was very inspired by what you brought up about was like with the Hells Angels, the bad, you know, like you said. You know, okay, in a basket of apples, you didn't say it like this, but, you know, there's one bad apple, there's two bad apples. Don't make it
well,
out.
You know what? It's the whole club. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You know, I'm the proof because they said, you know, because you're a Hells Angel, you're a drug dealer, you're a drug user, you're this.
Yeah.
I'm the proof that they're not because I never took a drug in my life, I never smoked in my life, I never took a drink in my life.
It's incredible.
I never even tried smoking pot, nothing.
Right.
So... I didn't want to be labeled because I wear a Hell's Angel jacket, or
right.
I did wear a Hell's Angel jacket when I was a Hell's Angel. That, you know, I'm stereotyped.
Yeah.
And I that's what I get pissed off about. And that's what I get pissed off. I did a show back in the day, Carson Daly, and I said a lot
I
of
watched
things.
It.
And, but, and I even brought it up. Look, there was a big precinct that got busted at the time. 13 cops, you know, selling drugs,
loan sharking,
loan
shark,
everything.
Yeah.
But you can't condemn the whole complete police department for those 13 people. And I said, don't condemn the whole Hells Angels for a few bad apples.
Exactly.
And not that I said, not that I'm not going to deny it, certain Hells Angels do things, but that's for their
that's
own personal gain and profit.
Exactly.
The club never made money for you, and you don't make money for the club.
Exactly.
Don't forget, everybody's an individual. They go home to their family. They go home, whatever they do.
Right.
And
you
know,
whatever.
The jacket, you know, they take the jacket off at night. But I said the same thing. I don't want to be condemned because of a few bad apples. And that's
right.
Why I said I want to be treated the way I treat people with the utmost respect. Okay. And once you cross the line, we'll take it to another level. I even said back then, I said, you know what? I have a saying, you treat me good, I'll treat you better. You treat me bad, I'll treat you worse.
Exactly.
And that's it. Basically, it's all said and done there.
And that's just like with a lot of your ethnic.
And sometimes, you know what? You got to hit a guy in the chin and it changes the whole party. Give him an attitude adjustment. Yeah, an attitude adjustment. But you know what? Because of this, you can't do that because everybody don't mind their business. They're taking videos, they're doing this. Back in the day, everybody just kept their mouth shut. Yeah. Everybody's a rat today.
It's disgusting.
Everybody's a rat today.
It's disgusting.
And guess what? The rats walk around.
They go back to their old neighborhoods, Chuck. It's unreal.
I got to tell you, there's people who ratted on people, and they're walking in the old neighborhoods, and nobody does a thing about it.
Can you imagine that? It's unbelievable, and that's why they do whatever. That's why a guy stays in a year, 2 years. Oh, what do you want to know?
Yeah.
And there's no shame.
What do you want to know?
Yeah, can you imagine that?
And the police car on the way to the jail. What do you want to know? I'll tell everything you want to know, man.
The cuffs ain't even on. The cuffs ain't even on. They're saying, hey, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Okay?
All these tough guys are afraid of jail.
That's why there's a great show coming out with Junior Gotti and Chris Casparosa, one of our partners.
Yeah?
And it's going to be called Woodsec Mafia. And what it's about is the witness protection.
Uh-huh.
How guys like John A. Light, Sammy the Bull, these guys are 1,000%. Informants.
Oh, absolutely.
What they do is they go to these New Jersey jails where they do a few years each, and they become rat gangs together.
They're walking around. Nobody's
they're all walking around. They're driving Rolls Royces in New York and Brooklyn. It's
nobody's
disgusting.
Doing nothing about it.
Yeah. So that being said, that's why there's a whole other way of life now. You know, it's disgusting. It really is. You're like,
it's terrible, man. Terrible, man.
And these are the guys that go on social media and talk crap about everybody.
Yeah, yeah,
they're tough
yeah.
guys.
Yeah.
From their hideaway house in Arizona or wherever, L.A. or hideaway somewhere.
Oh, no, I know guys that are right there.
New York.
In Brooklyn, New York.
Oh.
They walk around. They don't care. And guess what? Nobody does nothing.
No.
But, you know,
and they got fans. People go up to them, shake their hands, and have your autograph.
Yeah,
let me tell you something.
Yeah.
The pen will melt off my hand before I got an autograph. Come on. Well, you know how it is. I mean, come on.
I'll tell you a story years ago when I was in a club. And I was at Howard Stern did a show.
Yeah.
In
great guy, great
the
show.
Hard Rock Hotel
in
Las Vegas.
Right.
So after the show, everybody went to this place called Mr. Lucky's inside the hotel. It was a restaurant.
Right.
So I'm there, and all of a sudden, two black guys go, "Hey, Chuck Zito, can I get a picture with you?" I said, "Absolutely, absolutely." So I look over about five tables away. There's an older guy and a bunch of guys there, like 10 guys. And he's looking at me. So I'm standing there. All of a sudden, he comes over and he shakes my hand. I say, "How you doing?"
Yeah.
The black guy goes, "It's Henry Hill."
Oh, wow.
I said, "Henry Till, you fat rat motherfucker. Get the fuck away from me. I'll give you a fucking crack." So he went back to the table.
Right.
Now, he said something to me. I said, "I'll come over and knock you the fuck out." And then I saw it on the cameras, so all the security came in.
Of course.
Now they came over. What's going on? I said, and meanwhile, when I'm sitting there, everybody's going up to him asking for pictures, autographs, everything.
Can you imagine that?
Imagine this, right? So I couldn't imagine it.
But imagine
he was right there. So when the security was with me, now he said something. He got, bigger
tough
balls,
guy.
Right?
Yeah, big balls.
So I ran right up to him. I said, "Let me tell you something." I put my finger in his face.
Right.
If this was in New York, you'd never leave this fucking place.
Right.
Right? And with the other 10 guys there, I says, "You guys want to hang out with this guy? You're all scumbags."
Good for you. What
right?
Unbelievable.
Boom, I go back. The next night, I'm at the UFC fight. I'm sitting at the front row over there. The guy comes with
it's real bright.
So, guy comes over, he goes, "Hey, I'm head of security, Mandalay Bay. Can I talk to you in the back for a minute?" I said, "Yeah, sure." I go in the back, 20 cops around me. Right? "You Chuck Zito?" I said, "Yeah, you know I'm Chuck Zito."
"Of course."
"You convicted felon?" I said, "Yeah, you know that too."
Right.
Now, at the time, any felon has to register in Vegas.
Right.
I didn't know that.
Of course. Yeah.
They said, "You never registered. You're under arrest." I said, "For what?" "You never registered." I said, "I've been here 2 weeks. You guys said hello to me since I'm here."
Yeah.
Right? Now they cuff me, shackle me, chain me, everything. They
big
bring
shacks.
me to the jail cell. I'm there about 15 minutes, two guys walk in, head of biker organized crime task force and biker, right? They came in and looked, Chuck, you never bother us, you never do this. I said, look, I don't even see the Hell's Angel when I'm here. I go to the fights, that's what I do here. They said, well, look, the FBI is breaking our balls to break your balls. All the guys with Henry Hill were the FBI.
Yeah, there you go.
So
you didn't have to call the handlers, they were with them.
it was amazing, man. So I got arrested.
Yeah.
And all day, all week, I'm sitting at the pool, 110 degree weather, blah, 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 and now I'm sitting in a jail cell. And I'm saying, something wrong with this picture, man. This morning, I'm sitting at the pool, and now I'm sitting in a jail cell.
And here's a stand-up guy's in the can, and the other guy's eating it. Lucky's or whatever the hell he is.
So now, I get make bail the next day.
Yep.
They let me out. And I go back to the pool that afternoon, so I'm not,
got a half a day left.
So that night, my friend Vinny calls me, and he goes, look, we're all going to go to Bellagio. There's a place called Light there, you know, whatever they call them. I don't know what they call them now.
Gentlemen's club, nightclub.
No, it was a club. It was
a nightclub.
I don't know if it was a discotheque or nightclub, whatever they called it back in the day.
Yeah.
So I said, all right, cool.
Yeah.
So he was working at where was it? It was Crazy Horse 2 at the time.
Yeah.
That was the biggest place. It was the hottest place. Gentlemen's club,
big.
The best looking girls, everything. He walks in with about 20 girls. I'm so, whoa, this is going to be awesome, man, right?
Yeah.
So I'm talking to two girls, and the place was crowded. He goes, you know, that's my table too back there.
Right.
I saw, so I look back there, and it's empty, and I take the two girls, I'm sitting there, one on each side of me.
Yeah.
So there's a table here with all booze and everything, right? And we're sitting there. About 15 minutes go by, two guys come up. One guy sits, it's an L-shaped couch. And he's pouring a drink, and he goes, you know who this is? Guy said, I don't know who this is. Who the fuck are you? He goes to me. I says, who are you? Yeah. He goes, this is my table. I said, no, it's not.
Right.
He goes, this is my table. Now get the fuck out of here. I said to the girls, excuse me. I get up. I said, what did you say? He goes, boom. I hit him a shot. Out. I take his head. And the other guy, boom, right into my knee.
Right?
Next thing you know, I got to back up a little bit. Before I got there, Nick Cage was there.
Yeah.
Who was a dear friend of mine.
Yeah, yeah.
Nick Cage is there. He's there with his fiance. And he goes, hey, Chuck, how you doing? And I said, good. He goes, you know, they're doing a Sonny Barker movie. I want to do the movie. I said, Nick, I'm with my friends. You're with your fiance. I says, let's talk shop another day.
Exactly.
Boom. So we walk away, and then this happens. Boom, boom. I hit the guy. The other guy's nose splatters. And now, all the cameras,
of course,
they see this downstairs. So now all the security runs up, and the guy is in the place, in the nightclub, trying to get me out because they all know Vinny.
Yeah.
So finally, I go downstairs, and they bring me to the door. I look at the door, and the street was like a block away. I look to the right, 20 feet away. There's a cab there in front. I see. I'm just going to jump in the cab. Get out of here, right?
Of course.
I jump in a cab. Next thing you know, like a dozen guys surround the cab. Get out of the cab. You just assaulted somebody up in the nightclub. I said, what are you talking about? I get out of the cab. I said, I wasn't even in the nightclub. They said, look at you. I looked down at my shirt. Didn't realize it, but his nose splattered, all blood all over me. I looked down. I says, that's cranberry juice. So they says, you told me you weren't up there. So they said, we just called the cops. And now you got to realize, I just got out of jail that morning.
Right.
Now they call the cops. I'm going to get arrested again.
Oh, my God.
I said, forget about it.
You know? How do you put up with it, though? I mean, just going out, you know what I mean? Jesus, it's bad.
So as I'm walking, and what happened, I hit the guy. I broke my hand. I had a broken hand.
Oh.
So my hand swelled up. They're surrounding me. I say, man, anybody touches me, we're going to get it on right now. So now I hear sirens. I said, oh, man, you know what? I said, you know, I hate the guy. But the guy hit me first. Let's go downstairs. We'll talk to him. We'll straighten it out. Now, you know, in every casino, there's like a police station. There's a holding pen.
Yeah.
So we go through these maze and everything else. We get downstairs. At the room there, there's a table with two towels full of blood. I saw, God, I fucked this guy up pretty bad. So I said, wow. Now they said they're going there. He comes back. He goes, the guy's pressing charges. The cops are on their way. And I said, fuck.
They're having a big tough time with this table. Who the fuck are you?
I'm going back to jail.
Yeah.
I just got out, you know, nine hours sooner, and I'm going back to jail.
Great trip.
So with that, my friend Vinny comes, goes in, talks to the guy, winds up knowing the guy's father. He was somebody, right? Guy comes out. The guy didn't come out. Vinny came out, looked, he dropped the charges. The guys came from Mandalay Bay, says, okay, he's not pressing charges, but you got to sign here. You're banned from here for life, right? I said, whatever. I said, let me get out of here before the police come. You know, so I signed it. I said, you know, fuck it, let me get out of here. Yeah, so that's what happened. So all because of Henry Hill.
Can you imagine that?
All because of Henry Hill.
And there's many, Henry Hill, forget it. They want to make a movie, amortize it.
It was crazy. And he actually did Howard
yes,
Stern.
Yes, and he was always drunk a lot of times.
So
the outside.
They call me, Howard comes off. We have Henry Hill here. I said, what? He's here at the studio. I said, he's in the studio? Hold him there. I'm leaving now. So I left from New Rochelle.
Yeah.
I'm in my black vet.
Yeah.
And I'm heading to 47th Street.
Right.
Hold him there. And he was talking shit that he was going to do this to me, to me. And so as I'm going through like the tunnels and this and that, everybody's spotting. They're saying, Chuck Zito's spotting his vet.
Yeah,
he's on his way.
Coming.
Meanwhile, when I got there, he took off.
Of course, I was going to say, I convinced you he wasn't there.
So it was funny, though. I went all the way from New Rochelle right down to 47th and 6th. That's what his. You know,
and the cars were coming. He just went by this street.
Oh, yeah.
He went by this restaurant.
Yeah.
Boom,
yeah,
bang.
Yeah, it was crazy. So that's the Henry Hill story.
That's incredible. That's a great story. That's incredible.
Yeah, a prick wound up dying anyway, so fuck him.
Back, just a quick story. Back in 2005, I happened to end up in MCC Manhattan.
You.
And at the time, you know, the first
few
days.
I was there in 85.
You know, the first three, 4 days, they keep you in the shoe, you know, to make sure you don't go crazy. You know how it is. And you wear your orange jumpsuit. So across the hall, you know how there's like a.
I had a brown jumpsuit.
Oh, you did. Okay, that's.
I had a brown one.
When you're in, but orange is when you first come in, couple of days. So across the hall, I heard seen this little short guy looking out with little glasses, bald head, and I was in with a Chinese guy who was my roommate. And he goes, "You know who that is?" And I go, "No." But every time he goes for a shower, they keep you. I'm like, "Rat, rat, rat!" And I go, "He looks familiar. Is he a movie star?" He goes, "No. Take a look at him." So I looked. I go, "He looks so familiar." It was Sammy the Bull. He was there to testify against somebody in New York. You know, they were holding him.
Yeah.
And needless to say, you know, but I'm just saying, do you imagine that? So everywhere you go,
that's what happens,
everywhere.
Man.
It's
that
disgusting.
Was happening. You know what? It was a thing because when I was in, of course,
I'm sorry, not Henry Hill. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
You said Sammy the Bull.
Sammy the Bull.
I'm sorry. Sammy the Bull.
That's what you said.
I thought you said
No.
Sammy the Bull.
No, Sammy the Bull.
Yeah, he was there to testify.
So what happened was, I always wore fringe. When I was, you know, in the Hells Angels, when I was out on the street. So when I get there, I take my jumpsuit and I'm cut all my the shoulders, all fringe.
Yeah, they must have
so
loved
I
that.
Have my jumpsuit, we're all fringe hanging. And the lieutenant saw me, he goes, "Get that guy." They tried to charge me for destroying a $3 jumpsuit.
Yeah.
So it was funny, man.
Sounds very incredible.
Huh? Yeah, it was crazy, man. Yeah, to go back, we could talk about it and laugh about it.
Yeah, now.
But I was in, I got 10 years, I did 6 years in 19 different prisons.
And they do that on purpose. They bring you all over the
place.
Well,
what happened is, there was people there that we didn't get along with and everything else. So there was places there. I had like 10 good fights in jail. And when you have a fight, they separate you. And you're both transferred to places.
Yep,
so you know, 10 times I was transferred. And then another fight, I had two Colombians, and you know, the mop ringer, that pipe,
metal,
that the mop,
yeah,
they pulled that out,
yeah,
and I saw it coming out of my hand, and he broke my hand
with
it, and boom, boom, I knocked two of those guys out, But
you see how, like, you're in, and even if you're in there minding your business, gentlemen, they want to push you, they want to test you, you know, okay, you want to test me, go ahead, we'll test me then.
Yeah, it's
and
crazy.
And they learn the hard way.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Chuck, I want to talk to you guys.
I don't recommend
really
prison for anybody. So if you do anything wrong, don't get caught.
Peace. That's right.
Listen, I want to talk to you about Son. I know that you don't have much time, but the whole thing with Sons of Anarchy, what was your version of it when you were trying to do that?
Wow, my thing stopped.
Like, what was your version of it supposed to be? Because I know you were on season 5. You guys came in.
Yes. I was actually suing them for 2 years.
Yeah.
So, because I went in there with to John Landgraf and Nick Rad with my treatment and my book and my idea and all, and people went in on my behalf talking to them, and they, you know, declined to do a bike show. And the next thing I know, they're doing a bike show.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the time, Kurt Sutter was working with them on the Shield. So you already had a rapport with them. And, you know, they did their own thing. So I wrote something that was called Wild Angels. So
going on that season 5, that was one of the biggest...
So what happened was, yeah, because after I lost summary judgment, now I had a judge for over a year. The guy was great. And he was in his 70s. He wore his, you know, his gown and everything. When he took it off, he had a leather vest on.
This guy was just great.
And the next thing I know, they changed judges on me. So when I went for summary judgment, they could either say, you know, if you have enough evidence, we're going to send it to trial, or he could dismiss it. As soon as we got there, he goes, I don't think they stole Mr. Zito's idea. I think it was self-created. I go with the studios, dismissed. And of course, I, you know, freaked out and everything else. So of course, I appealed it. And then my lawyer calls me. He says, look, they want to, you know, pay me. Because you got to realize that the lawyers, when you take them a contingency, they only get paid if you win the case.
Right.
If not, you know, they don't get paid. So they were willing to pay my lawyer all his fee. And they says, they'll put you on a fifth season. And so he wound up getting paid, and I wound up going on the fifth season, which was great because you know what? It was the highest rated season they ever had.
FX ever.
Yeah. So, and everybody was great. I mean, the guy is just, you know, working with them and everything. It was just everybody. Charlie Hunnam and you know, Boone and everybody was great, man.
Yeah.
Everybody was great. So I had a good time.
I know that you're doing, like, a lot of movies. You have a second book that came out, or are you still working
on it? No, I still have the same book. It was just, you know, the same book. So
Street Justice. Guys, go get it. It's
Street
unbelievable.
Justice.
It's a real straight-out guy telling them straight-out way it is.
I sold a bunch of them today. I was doing a book signing and a meet and greet here, so it was pretty well.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of people came.
Are you trying to do a movie on it? Or?
No. I wrote a movie, and it was really... When I was writing it, it was supposed to be called Sin City. But Mickey did his movie called Sin City years ago, so I changed the name. I said, you know what? It's about a guy who's almost like a vigilante guy. He works with two cops coming after him, this and that. So I changed it to my book, Street Justice.
Yeah.
So
it was great.
If you see it, it says, you know, he brings justice to the streets. He's the judge, the jury, and executioner. He brings justice to the streets, so... I'm hoping to be shooting that this summer. So,
great.
I wrote it, I'm producing it, and I'm directing it.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of people.
And there was a little story, we don't have to get into it, but with the producer end of it, was that the one that, you know, you were given a lot of information, and finally the guy says, well, I don't know if you can make you a producer, I'm a producer. I'm going to be the producer. What was that one?
No, that was another one I made. Yeah,
that was another one. I was laughing.
Not mine. I mean, I wrote this, so
everything you put into it.
I'm calling the shots.
Yeah. No, I'm going to be producer on this.
Yeah,
and that was another one. You were producer.
And actually, I did a movie. It was called Dinosaur at the time.
Yeah.
And I played the lead of a bike club, and... once I got it, I started reading. I changed everything. I even changed the name of the movie.
Right.
So it's called Honor Amongst Men.
Which is.
And it's actually, we just finished it, and it's supposed to be coming out this summer. So it's going to be good. It's going to be good. Called
Guys,
Honor Amongst Men.
A lot of big things coming up, as always. Chuck Zito, the book, Street Justice. Go out and get it. If you ain't got it yet, you're crazy. Go get it. And he's got movies coming out. The guy's a legend. It's my honor, and I'm humbled to be next to him.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Anything else you got to say?
Get Street Justice. It's a good book. I even read it.
Yeah. It keeps you going. If you don't want to read, you kind of get bored. This will keep you going. It'll be up. You'll be
well,
up
that's
a lot
what
of
I told.
Nights.
That's why when I was on Carson Daly, I says, you know, when I read a book, I read a couple of pages.
Right.
And if it's boring, I put it down.
Yeah.
A lot of people told me once you start reading it, you can't put it down. You got to finish it. So that's
and you got a lot of calls late at night. Hey, I can't sleep, buddy. I'm reading a book.
Your friends. That's a big plus.
It is a big plus.
So it's great, and we're working on other things. I got a TV show called Paper Empire, and that's shooting in Miami Beach.
That's great. That must be that.
I have another show that I'm shooting in California with Mike Tyson called Tyson Ranch.
Oh, cool.
I heard of that.
Yeah, he's great. And he's got his own
weed dispenser.
Pot plant.
Yeah.
Go figure. So
he might try to get you after all these years. No.
Never happened. I've never tried it. You know, don't forget, when I was in school, I mean, I took a drag of a cigarette. I never liked it. I took a sip of wine, sip of beer. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
And I never did it. Right. And because I was training all those years, I never got into the bad habits.
Exactly. And that's huge for a lot of kids out there going the wrong direction, doing this, doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, you're a guy to look at and say, listen, this guy did everything in life. He's been to prison. he's been, you know, really, he did a lot of things in life, and you never had to turn to drugs. You never had to turn to alcohol.
It's been an amazing journey so far.
Wow.
And we're still going. We're still plugging.
You got plenty of life. He's got plenty of life left.
Yeah.
Again. So.
Listen, last question.
Yo.
Movies, what's your schedule for 2019's end?
You know what? There's a lot of things happening. There's a lot of, I'm dear friends with Russell Peters.
The comedian.
He's a great comedian. He's awesome. One of the most generous persons I ever met. Actually, congratulations to him because his girl just had a baby boy.
Congratulations.
Salute.
2 days ago. So
wow.
He just has a new son in this world that he brought in. So, but he's going on tour soon. I think I'm going to go on tour with him. He's going to go all over the United States, all the Middle East, everything. He's going to go to Dubai. He's going to go to Brazil. He's going to go.
Right.
So I think I'm going to go on tour because I'm not working as much as I should be.
Yeah.
You know? So
that'll be an experience, right?
That's how I started. I was a bodyguard
Charlie's Angels.
My name was Chuck Charlie. I was a Hell's Angel. I called it Charlie's Angels Bodyguard Service. And I bodyguard everybody can
Madonna.
Think of. Back in the day, I was known as Bodyguard to the Stars. Back in the 80s, and that was big.
Started with Liza, right? Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli was my first client. Yes. So of course, everybody came to the show, saw her, they saw me. So it went on from, you know, Liza to De Niro to Pacino to Joe Pesci to Sylvester
everybody.
Stallone,
Madonna,
Sean Penn. Well, she was married to Sean Penn at the time.
Mickey Rourke, Pam,
Mickey Rourke, Pamela Anderson, Cher. I bodyguarded Angelina Jolie. I bodyguarded everybody.
Right.
Michael Jackson, Elizabeth Taylor.
Wow.
Charles Bronson, one of my heroes back in, a real tough guy back in the day.
Yeah.
Hollywood tough guy.
Wow.
And it's been an amazing journey, man. Yeah. You know, so,
well, God bless you, Chuck. I tell you, it's like I said, it's humbling.
One last thing. What is your best memory? If you could pick one memory to share, put out there for everybody in your life, what would be the one thing, the one day that was the best day of your life?
You know what? I've had a lot of good days in my life. There's a lot, you know, because I have a lot of friends. I work for a lot of people, so I'm very humble, and I'm glad that I was able to do all those things. I mean, I've probably lived five lifetimes.
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
That other guys never have a chance to. You know, like last night, I mean, I was at the Billy Joel concert. Tony Bennett sang, 92 years old. Right after the show, midnight, I drove here 3 hours in a pouring rain to do this event today. So I'm all over the place.
You did that a lot, huh? Like the McGregor fight, I heard you were driving all around trying to, you know, go to one house, to another house, to the... to the place that they're having the fight, the weigh-ins.
I go to weigh-ins. I know Dan, everybody's just great to me. I was at UFC 1 in Denver, Colorado, 1993, I was following it. I used to go to all of them, but now they have them all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, now they're fighting in Dubai, they're fighting in Ireland, they're fighting. They're all over the place.
Yeah,
so
the British one.
I don't go. I can't make it all of these things, but. Denver, Colorado, because I was fighting. I had a karate tournament there.
Right.
At the same time, and Bill Wallace was one of my instructors also, and he was the announcer, along with Kathy Long and Jim Brown.
Yeah.
For the first UFC, so I was already out there. Huh? Listen to that. You hear what he's saying?
Yeah.
If you're looking for trouble.
we found it.
You came to the right place.
That's a good ring.
My phone's going off. And I'm a big Elvis fan. Big Elvis fan, TCB.
That was the best way to end this, too. So, Chuck, thank you so much for joining us here.
That's going to be my ringtone after today, if that's okay.
And you know what people hear when they call me?
Yeah.
Joan Jett, Bad Reputation.
Oh.
When you're listening to
the
ringtone,
whatever it is.
So, it's Joan Jett, Bad Reputation.
Yeah.
Who I just did WrestleMania last weekend.
Oh, you were there?
I was there.
Madness,
WrestleMania 35.
Yeah.
I was at WrestleMania 1 in Madison Square Garden.
Wow.
With Muhammad Ali, Liberace, Billy Martin.
Wow.
Hulk Hogan, Mr. T, everybody. So now I was the number one, and I was at 35.
Incredible.
I was at UFC 1.
Yeah.
And now it's 2:36 tonight. Tonight. Tonight's a good fight.
Yeah.
I got to go find some place to go watch that.
Yeah.
I interviewed a bunch of guys that are fighting.
Max Holloway's
that
fighting Dustin Poirier.
Yeah, Max Holloway, Dustin.
Yeah, he's fighting. Yeah.
So thank you so much for your time here. It means everything to us.
Thank you, man. So thank you. Thank you.
And I'm sorry we didn't catch you early. He had the Stars and Stripes gi.
I had my.
We're going to get a picture. We got a picture. We're going to put it up. It's incredible.
It's actually the gi that Joseph Wallace wore, Jeff Smith, and Joe Louis.
Wow.
And also Howard Jackson. They wore that Stars. They were the first ones to wear it. So it's like a tribute to them that I wear it because we lost, you know, a dear friend, Joe Louis, years ago.
Right.
You know, brain cancer and everything else. So
shame.
A lot of our friends are coming around us. That's why every day is a gift.
Absolutely.
You live your life every day.
Count your blessings every single
Absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely.
A lot of people don't take that into consideration.
Don't take it for granted. Every day is a gift.
Thank you so much, Chuck. That wraps it up for us here.
That wraps it up. True gentleman, true street guy, and a gentleman, a true gentleman.
Thank you so much, Chuck.
Awesome.
That's a wrap.
Thank you so much.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. That's a wrap. And if it ain't a wrap, talk to Chuck about it.
Let's just take one last thumbnail photo really quick.
I think we covered a
Chuck,
lot of
thanks
stuff.
A lot, Kyle.
Thank you for sharing that story,
too. That was great. We had some good stories. Thank you, Chuck.
Yeah. The Henry Hill, I wanted to kill them.
That was the best.
What do you think about, he's young, though. He's young. He's got a long way to go. But what do you think about John's kid, the third?
I haven't seen him.
No?
I'm going to go to his next fight.
Yeah, the 31st in Hartford. Yeah, we'll be there.
In Hartford, right?
Yeah.
Convention Center. Yeah. It's a great.
I'm by the main entry. Come down.
Yeah, isn't that a fight? Here's Damien. Hold on. Hello, Dame. Yeah, hold on.
Thank you for the glasses. Thank you so much.
Well, I hope you like them. You know, we wear them. They're great. That's Damien.
Good. How you doing? Oh, absolutely.